USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump expected to unveil new actions against China today, tweeting one word about his plan this morning, China, in all caps. The LA Times says he's likely to focus on Beijing's crackdown on Hong Kong by imposing some relatively mild new sanctions. A State Department official, Morgan Artigas, says things have changed now that China's made it clear Hong Kong isn't autonomous.
And this is just a complete rejection of the basic law that China agreed to, not only to Hong Kong into 1997, but I would remind everyone that this was a UN agreement.
She spoke on Fox News. Violence escalating in the streets of Minneapolis during a third night of protests of the death of an unarmed black man while in police custody Monday. Last night, protesters not only clashed with police, but ended up setting a police station on fire, burning several other nearby buildings as well. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Some economic numbers from April in, and worse than analysts expected. The personal income and spending numbers both dropped. When it comes to personal spending, it fell by 13.6%, largely because of the pandemic. President Trump is targeting Twitter and other social media companies with a new executive order, alleging they engage in censorship and bias.
We're here today to defend free speech from one of the gravest dangers it has faced in American history.
Trump remains angry about Twitter fact-checking his recent tweets about mail-in voting and alleged voter fraud. He says his executive order deals with one of the greatest threats to free speech. The executive order will likely be challenged in court. And the Trump-Twitter feud is only heating up this morning after Twitter labeled a tweet of his from last night as glorifying violence, referring to the situation in Minneapolis. Trump tweeted that when the looting starts, so does the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An Ogden, Utah police officer is dead and a parole officer wounded after a shootout yesterday afternoon with a suspect who they'd confronted on the front porch of a home. That suspect was later found dead inside the home. It's unclear whether he was killed by police gunfire or if he took his own life. It looks like Republican National Convention organizers are working on a plan to keep it in North Carolina. And USA Radio's John Hunt has the latest.
Top officials from the Republican National Committee and the Republican National Convention sent a letter saying that the presidential convention will remain in Charlotte, North Carolina. This comes as President Donald Trump in recent days has threatened to move the convention elsewhere unless Democratic Governor Roy Cooper loosens some of his COVID-19 restrictions. Rona McDaniels, the RNC chairwoman, and Marcy Lee Kelly, the president of the Republican National Convention, have asked the Democratic governor to sign off on safety protocols, including pre-travel health surveys and thermal scans of all mandatory attendees. They're also requesting an aggressive sanitizing protocol for all public areas. President Trump has stated he wants to view all proposals by next week to make a decision. I'm John Hunt.
And for the first time since 1896, there will be no Boston Marathon this year. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh yesterday announcing he'd canceled the event because of coronavirus. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.